ting ting like glitter and gold. I got fire in my
It's Fry Gay.
Fry Gay.
Get your Friday.
What that offends you, Fry Hey.
5:45. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. We are very pleased you've decided to hang out with Floyd and I here on Q105 on the morning reboot. We have a good show today. Good show. Cranky host.
What? No, I'm in a great mood. Why does this always happen?
419-240-1055. Are you awake? Hi, Josh. Hi, Dina. Scott.
Yes, and we got a Nikki this morning.
Hi, Nikki. Good to have you guys with us this morning. We're on the air just about 5:45 each and every weekday morning. Today, we've got to get into some female locker room talk. You know, grab them by the blank. And we'll get to that. Because we missed them the last 2 days, I think since we've been on the air, I don't believe we've gone two consecutive days without a panel full of ladies. We've one at 7:30, one at 8:30. And remember, included in your text today to us, small business shout outs. Mm-hmm. Get them to us. If there's a place that you enjoy patronizing locally, send them our way. And before 9:30, between 9 and 9:30, depending on how things fall, we'll share your small business shout out with everybody else, all of our listeners. Good to have you with us. It is April 12th, Friday, whatever you want to call it. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd, but also Deja for tonight.
Hi.
Yes, I'm so excited for tonight's show. We'll get to that.
What was your costume?
It's Goku from Dragon Balls because it's a heroes versus villains show, and I can't unleash what I'm doing for my first character, but it's nerdtastic.
I don't get that stuff. Like
I saw your picture. That's all that matters.
So I know. But can you? So Dragon Ball Z. Is that Japanese anime stuff?
That's anime stuff. Yeah, but if you're an American like me, you just watch the American version. But I have the box set, so like you can watch it in Japanese,
okay,
with the subtitles, or you can just watch it with the English dub, which is the same thing without reading the subtitles.
Got it. I know it's a big deal. Has there been a movie?
We don't talk about that movie.
It was bad. It was,
I liked it because of the nostalgia and the characters, but premise wise, it was awful.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm cranky.
Why?
I don't know.
I woke up late and in a great mood.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring you down or listeners down, but I just feel the need to be. I had some anxiety to deal with on Monday and a Tuesday. That kind of wore me down. Let's see what else. I don't think I slept well last night, maybe because I had a little bit of scotch and a beer, and alcohol disrupts your sleep.
It's your last stretch before you hit the finish line because it's Friday, and you're just like, it's been a marathon of a weekend, and you're just like, oh, I'm almost there. It's like the drive from BG to Perrysburg to Toledo. That stretch of land seems so much longer than, so I go to Columbus all the time, than coming from Columbus to Toledo.
Right.
That stretch of land between BG to Perrysburg, you're like, ugh. It's only like 15 minutes. But then Perrysburg to Toledo, you're like, ugh.
There's nothing there between BG
and
Perrysburg.
You're almost home.
Right.
You're just like, I just want to get out of this car. Why does it seem so much longer? So that's just, you're in that stretch.
Me.
You're Perrysburg to Toledo.
I would be dishonest if I didn't say that the girl thing hasn't like weighed on me.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a big deal, but it's something that I'm not used to dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just ready. Can we just take naps during the show?
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't sleep.
I have been waiting for you to say that for like 3 months. I love a good nap.
So, what do you guys do on the show? We just kind of take naps.
Take naps.
And I won't play music during our napping. We will just lay down and take naps.
Good morning, Bobby. There's a new face. There's all these new faces today.
Good morning. Thank you for the text messages here on Q105, the morning reboot. 419-240-1055. You know what? I had a doctor appointment yesterday. And I
saw. So you were busy.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't busy.
Oh, okay.
I had a doctor appointment yesterday, and he's over by the mall. So I had to kill some time. And I had been out of some Johnny Walker, so I went into Joseph's.
Mm.
And I know I mentioned it yesterday late on the show. I'm going to try to make my own old fashioned this weekend.
Do it. This is a drink I want to make, and I had it at the Tiffin University, their little sports bar. I can't think of the name on the campus, but like it was really good. I took a screenshot of the waiter's menu. I don't know if I'm allowed to, but I did.
That's fine. What was it?
It was a mint mojito.
Wait a second.
A Granny Smith mint mojito.
Oh, yeah, mojitos are minty, right?
Yeah, but it was like, it had Granny Smith, like, vodka. Oh, he left his little binder there, and I told my friend Kayla, I was like, open it.
That sounds very tart.
I'll send you the picture of all the, I got the whole menu. Don't sue me, University of Tiffin.
When you're at,
Tiffin University.
When you're at George's, what do you drink?
I'm very basic. I am a cucumber vodka soda / a lime person. Or when I'm feeling real adventurous, it's cucumber vodka. I substitute soda with a mango White Claw.
Interesting.
With a splash of lime.
Is it the 50 cent cucumber vodka, which I've heard is delicious?
Okay, let me tell you about the effing vodka. It is amazing, but we don't have it. I always say Svitka.
Would you bring it? Would you bring your own?
No, that's illegal.
Really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to bring other bars.
Charges you work there. Leave it out back.
No, I would never do that.
Oh. Floyd just mouthed something to me, and it rhymes with muck.
I flew it for the fime.
That is pretty basic. Are you able to, because I'm guessing.
See, I don't do hard stuff because, like, I know there's sugar in liquor anyway, but, like, I try to regulate it.
Right.
With being a diabetic, because, like, my splurge times are the weekend. Like, sure. I go Monday through, despite what Ashley said yesterday, Monday through Friday, I'm just like, eh, but come Friday evening, I'm like, woohoo.
Right.
But I think I'll be good tonight because tomorrow is a 90s party in Sandusky I'm performing at, and I'm ready because that's my era.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week when we were at opening day at Cock and Bull, and I got you a drink, and I do owe you many more. You got a Long Island. Which is nice.
Because I figured it was busy and they make it real quick.
Right.
I do. And I'm also that person when I'm out in a bar and I see like the staff is busy. I'm like, well, I'm going to order the basic of the basic, something that they can make real quick, like a Jack and Diet or like something real quick. Not like something, can I get a Metropolitan Manhattan right. with a side of cucumber, but I don't want the cucumber in the glass. Can you leave it outside? And I want a salt rim, but not too much salt. No, I don't got time for that. Girl, you are busy. I'm busy. I'm trying to get there. Long Island.
Respectful.
Yeah.
But I did raise an eyebrow because I was like, I was wondering how you were going to have a lidless drink in that environment. I wonder the same thing on Friday nights.
Oh, I'm a drunk from the head. Head. We skip the hand area, waist down. I'm steady. Top heavy.
So
I'm good right there.
When you're all dressed up on Friday nights and moving around George's and whatnot, you can get around with the drink?
Yeah, but when I normally drink, I normally sit at the bar and drink.
Okay.
I don't really like walk around. Like I'm just like, someone's like, hey, do you want a shot? And I'm normally a shot person, as Deja. Floyd likes shots, but like Deja's kind of just like, give me all of them. And then I don't turn anything down. And that's sometimes a downfall.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw a couple things out there that I've got coming up. On May 11th, the NAMI Walk.
The NAMI Walk. Starts over here, doesn't it?
Yeah, UTMC, National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI Walk. Great resources. They're a great community resource for families of people who have those affected with a mental health issue. We had Olivia, the walk manager, on a couple of weeks ago. They're starting a young adults program for people between the ages of 18 and 25. Olivia's going to be a part of that. I saw something else. Got an email yesterday. I'm getting a lot of emails now from my group at NAMI because we have a lot of prizes to raise money for the walk. So that's May 11th. And then May 19th is the next Toledo Soup. Mm-hmm. I've talked about it before. It's a micro grant, and it's crowdfunding for that. And local chefs will provide soup. Four ideas from many submissions will be chosen, and they present good community ideas. The four presenters have 4 minutes each, and then everybody who comes to soup that night, for $5, you get the soup that you like, and you get a vote. And the idea that gets the most votes wins the money for the night, and it's upwards of like $1,500. Like, for instance, nice. A couple nights ago, I went to the Believe Center. Mm-hmm. They won a year ago, so that's coming up on May 19th.
Consecutive years?
There's a time they've got to wait if they're like if you won, I think it's a year.
Okay.
If you
give other opportunities for other organizations. Oh, that's good. I like that.
If you won, I think it's a year. If you presented, I think it's one soup you have to wait.
Okay.
And if you presented an idea that wasn't selected, you're free to go.
So it's planned out very well where other opportunities arise with other organizations.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yes.
And I just put it in my phone. That's so I was like, ooh, I'm going to do that.
May 19th. It happens at the little incubator, the business incubator, the Launchpad incubator over at UT.
It's a week from before my birthday. Maybe I'll soup it up for my birthday.
I think I asked you before. You don't do birthday month, right?
No, I'm a birthday weekend person.
Weekend.
Well, because my birthday's Memorial Day.
Right.
So I'm just like, well, if everyone else is celebrating a weekend, I might as well make this my own. It never really focuses on me, but in my head, in my delusion of illusion, I'm like, this is my birthday. This barbecue is for me. And then I'm like, and they're like, happy Memorial Day. I said, or happy birthday. They're like, no, Memorial Day. I'm like, whatever.
What do your mom, do your mom and sister get you presents?
Yeah.
What do they get you?
I don't know. Oh, this will sound horrible because she's probably like, you know what I get you? I don't know.
What have they gotten you in the past?
Oh my God, I'm throwing like Star Wars stuff because I'm a Star Wars person.
There might be a trailer today.
And then I'm following Twitter like white on rice.
Okay.
I'm on there right now. I don't know. Like we normally do like small things. We're like, last year I didn't get anything because it was financial troubles. So, yeah. Nothing really. Last year I didn't get anything.
What do you think Stefan will get you?
I don't know. He asked me the other day what I wanted. And I go, I don't know. I'm not a good gift receiver because I'm like, when someone's like, what do you want? And I'm like, and I say it and then you don't get it. And I'm just like, why'd you ask me? I've always been that person. But I just say, I don't know. Whatever. Time, fun.
It's good.
After a certain time, a birthday is just a birthday.
Right.
After a certain age.
Every day is a birthday.
After 21, a birthday is a birthday.
Right.
But I still like stuff. Don't get me wrong.
I would say that women might disagree with you, at least until their 30th birthday, where every birthday is an absolute celebration, like it's the GD running of the bulls in Spain. Like, it's like you have been granted new life, and it's the end-all be-all of celebrations.
Yeah, I find that as I got older, more of the material things have gone. Like, I'm trying to think what I wanted back. Like when I was younger, I was like, I want every gaming system. You know what
right.
I mean? But as I got older, I was like, just whatever you give me, I'll be fine. And then my mom was like, you're not happy with this, are you? And I'm just like, well, I'm fine. And I go home, I'm just like, well, why don't you give me this for? But I never really like give like texture to anything that I want. It's kind of just like, whatever. And then when I get whatever, I'm just like,
I'm just pleased that 6 weeks out, you can look ahead to being with Stefan for your birthday. I mean, that in itself.
Well, knock on wood, we're going good.
Right. That in itself is a gift.
Yeah, I enjoy him, and we have to get him to meet my mom. I'm trying to figure out. Well, keep in mind, he works at Cedar Point, so his busy time is coming.
Right.
So I'm just like, we're trying to work out a schedule, and we actually talked about it the other day, and he's like, well, I'll get off every day at this time. So I'm like, oh, that's fine. That's not, like, too crazy. Did you know that Cedar Point closes at, like, earlier than I thought?
What time?
I don't remember. I thought Cedar Point closed at like 11 or midnight.
It might in the summertime.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Yeah, because he was just like, he had said something. I was like, oh, that's what it was. We're talking because I have a birthday party at George's May 24th, which I'll talk about religiously coming up. And I was like, well, because you're working and you won't be there for my birthday. And he was like, what are you talking about? I'll be there. I go, don't you work till like midnight? Because Cedar Point closes at midnight. He's like, I'll be off at 7:30. I was like, PM? He was like, yeah. I said, oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Excuse my moody lady moment. I was like, oh, you won't be there, whatever.
I wouldn't think until schools are out, there's no reason to be open on a Tuesday at 6:30 at Cedar Point in May.
I think that's probably the best time to go, though, instead of avoiding the crowds.
If they're open.
I wish I was a roller coaster. I wish I was a thrill seeker. You know why I'm not? Because my first time I ever went to Cedar Point, my mom and my sister got out of the blue streak and I had an asthma attack. And it scarred me for the rest of the
trip.
You're
done.
Oh, I'm not gone on a roller coaster since. Ever.
I think I've been on two in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blue streak tore me up. I was like, I always resort to like 13-year-old flight. I'm like, I don't want to do that again.
Around 8:50 this morning, as long as I remember the national keyword to try to win the $1,000 payoff. And if I don't remember at 8:50, you have until 9:20 to text that keyword to hopefully be randomly selected to win that $1,000. Right at 6 o'clock with the morning reboot.
I forgot about that.
What?
The 6 o'clock thing.
Ooh, what just happened?
I could get together.
Oh, yeah, a deal or no deal. If that can't jumpstart my brain, We might nap during the show today.
Oh, well, get a pillow ready. Okay. I totally forgot. Q105.
614. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric, Chase, and Floyd. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. Janet, resend your email, please, about the addiction event you'd like me to talk about on Monday. 7:30 today, a panel full of ladies. 8:30 today, a panel full of ladies. And we're doing two because we missed them in the last 2 days. A couple of busy shows, and we can't go more than 2 days without a panel full of ladies. Better idea than napping. They're already co-hosts on the show. Let's just open the door and let the birds sing on the air. Does that annoy
you? Oh, we feel like Disney princesses. Because you know how they always communicate with birds and mice and beast. Oh my God, Disney princesses are in the Oh my God.
I mean, Beauty and the Beast.
Snow White talked to animals, and she lived with 7 different men.
Right.
This is not setting up very well.
We'll talk about me being surprised by the price of Disney Plus before 7 o'clock.
I saw that this morning, but that's the introduction price.
Right.
I was like,
quick math.
I get them real quick, and they'd be like, bloop, 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 bloop.
What did Netflix pop out for? Like $6.99?
$6.99, $7? Wasn't it $5 to start?
Something.
Yeah, it was real, real affordable.
And now, I mean,
it still is, but I'm just like, not to the introduction price.
So
compared.
I think I'm at $12.99. I think some people, if they didn't adjust their settings, it's $14 or $15.99.
Yeah.
So that's more than double the price, and it's Disney. Like, we'll talk about it more in around 7 o'clock. And there is good content.
They unleashed the release date, and they're just popping out shows. I'm like, geez.
Yep. And a lot of their stuff will come off the other services. Mm-hmm. Like, say goodbye to all the Marvel and Disney movies on Netflix. Mm-hmm. All right. It's a Deal or No Deal?
Yeah.
Did you?
I popped up some stuff.
Okay.
First one we may have done before, but
that's
we can
fine.
Bring it up. We can rehash it.
Maybe with my ornery get off my internet lawn mood, I'll have a different answer. 419-240-1055. If you would like to text and play along and provide your own answers to these little thought experiments Floyd throws at me.
All right. Do. Where does it go? There she is.
Real quick. We also do at 8 o'clock this morning, near death experiences.
Mm-hmm. I should put that on the Facebook page. Like, oh, hey. To be accident free, yet everyone around you is clumsy.
I think we did do this
one. We did do that one.
Accident free.
Accident free while everyone's stumbling Sally around you.
I'm pretty accident free as is. Mm-hmm. Although I have a strange habit of breaking glasses in my sink. Like, they knock over.
And they just shatter?
Yeah.
Like, they just hit the sweet spot every time?
Yep.
What?
Or maybe I just buy cheap stuff.
No, like, sometimes you do hit the good sweet spot. Because, like, I have a thick Mario mug, and, like, I dropped it. I've dropped it so many times. But the handle just chipped, like, recently, and it just fell on the sweet spot. And I'm just like,
bye-bye.
I didn't get rid of it because I love the mug, but I have to, like, hold it down here because it's sharp. My mom's just like, right, duck. It'll wrap duct tape around it. And I'm just like,
buy a new one.
Yeah.
But to that, I would think if I were accident free, that would also allow me to be kind of nimble to dodge other people's clumsiness.
Yeah.
Maybe. But which would you do?
I'd not take the deal. I'd be accident prone. This doesn't necessarily mean I'll have an accident every time. It's just like, it's part of human nature. Sometimes I trip and I like the sympathy from people.
Right.
Like, sometimes you fall, they're like, are you okay? Oh, you talked to me, you noticed.
Yeah.
So I won't take the deal. All right, this one, I just thought of this because I was reading some news stories. Everyone around you has measles, which is pretty much true right now, but you're immune to it. So you're like clean, free.
Deal.
But everyone around you. See, but it would be a lonely world. I wouldn't do it.
I'm okay with it.
It's like a zombie. Like, if a zombie's like, I'm like, just bite me. I'm not even going to try to run away. Here's a good vein. Let me join your squad.
I always asked, I always thought about that, about The Walking Dead. I'm like, why would you want to live in this apocalyptic world anyway? There's nothing left.
Right.
But I'd do deal. I'd be okay being alone.
Oh, I'd rub against a kid with measles in the heartbeat. Like, joining your team. Everyone else has it.
Is there anybody with measles? Can you come by and cough on Floyd? I mean,
no, I'm immune. I got my immune. This is my true boost.
Give me one more.
Here we go. This is a good one. conquer your biggest fear. I just came up with this. But in doing so, you gain another phobia of something that you were never afraid of.
No deal.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I would love to not be afraid of heights.
Yeah, but something else that you might really dearly care for becomes then a fear.
See, but I take it because I just want to know what it's like to fly without being so anxious.
Good point.
But in that respect, I do see where you're coming from because, see, I have two biggest fears. Open water and heights. I don't really care about the open water thing. I'm never going to go to an ocean and or whatever. Although when we went on the nature hike with Stefan, he was like, look at the lake. I said, yeah, it looks great. I just turned around. He's like, oh, wow, this is serious. I go, oh, it's so serious. And we're planning to do a booze cruise in June for Pride. I'm a state.
And down the river?
Yeah. Yeah, because Sandusky does one every year. I think they do it twice a year, and we're going to do the May or June one.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
I like knowing my fears so I can avoid it as needed. But if I conquered Band-Aids and heights and something else came along, like, oh, what if, man, I was afraid of black people?
What if you did? I like black people. A hot air balloon covered in Band-Aids. Like, I don't even want to put that impression on your brain, but I just did.
I would
Or like a hot air balloon, because you know how they put the prints on it? Oh, look at your face. It's tweaking out. Oh, I know.
I would just jump.
Just jump. Off.
And I'd go head first, so I make sure that, like,
No!
620 with the morning reboot. I believe 50% of the people like Mike DeWine, and the other 50% hate him after yesterday. We'll get into that. And a new ProMedica museum is coming to the zoo. We'll do it before in 15 minutes, okay? Next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
All right. Floyd's got his papers. Hang on for the end of this. And we've got a bunch of things you might want to consider doing this weekend. First up, to no one's surprise, Mike DeWine wasted a little time signing the heartbeat bill yesterday. The signing of this bill is consistent with that respect for life and the imperative to protect those who cannot protect themselves. Even before the Republican governor put the ink to paper, the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU of Ohio, announced it will file the inevitable court challenge to prevent it from going into effect as scheduled in 90 days. On Wednesday, the House and Senate, solely with Republican votes, passed the latest version of the heartbeat bill, which would all but ban an abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That could occur less than 6 weeks into pregnancy, a point at which critics argue a woman may be unaware she's pregnant. The bill would make it a fifth-degree felony, punishable by up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine for a doctor who fails to test your fetal heartbeat or proceeds with an abortion after detecting one.
See, I'd be that kid. I counteract and sue the state of Ohio. Like, I didn't want to be here.
Right.
I'd be that person.
You could.
I'd be that person. But I like my mom, so we're good.
We're getting a new museum at the zoo. It's the ProMedica Museum of Natural History. I like natural history museums.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
So wait, it's not like ProMedica based?
It's the bought and paid for. The ProMedica Museum of Natural History is opening at the zoo. The $27 million project is in its final weeks as crews put the finishing touches on the exhibits and building renovations. Nathan Decker is the project engineer. The building in itself is an exhibit. It's been a challenge bringing in the new and making it exciting, but still preserving the old. The rich history of the building is a key part of the project. It's been fun to highlight the old with the new. The building first opened in the 1930s, and it's one of several WPA buildings at the zoo. The Works Progress Administration was a Depression-era program that put people back to work.
Oh.
Rooms throughout the museum feature local ecosystems and zoo conservation efforts. One room transports you to the shores of Lake Erie. Another focuses on rivers and streams with an interactive display involving sturgeon, a prehistoric fish. There are two greenhouses, and one features tropical plants.
Okay, I thought it was like a museum of the history of ProMedica.
No!
And I was like, ew, no one cares about that. Not me, personally. I'll speak for myself.
If you go to the steam plant building,
yes,
they have kind of that on the first floor level. Okay, just saying. It's been a slow start for medical marijuana here in the state. Just two of the 40 marijuana processors have opened up. Last week, tinctures, liquid extracts that are ingested orally, became the first product other than plant material to become available for sale at the licensed retail dispensaries. Ohio law allows 40 processors to convert cannabis into oils, patches, edibles, and other products to be sold to patients. To date, 39 have received provisional licenses, but only 2 have opened their doors. Statewide, 13 licensed dispensaries are in operation out of what is eventually expected to be 56. One of these, is here in our area, The Forest, on Tiffin Avenue in Sandusky, owned by Standard Wellness. Terrasana Labs is at 1800 East State Street, Fremont, is expected to open soon.
I need to be educated on this. Pot's not legal in Ohio, is it?
No, but medical marijuana is. Up in Michigan, I believe it's full-on legal.
Yeah, that's full-on. Okay, I need to educate myself. Just my ignorance, sorry. Carry on.
You don't do weed stuff, right?
I don't. I do alcohol stuff.
Yeah, me too. Back to the Sylvania Dora program again. There is a meeting slated for 6 o'clock Monday in the city council chambers for the new proposal discussion. It includes primarily a 2-block stretch along Main from Haymarket Square on the north end to the north side of Monroe Street on the south end. The new proposed hours of operation are 4 to midnight every day. By the way, the Port Clinton and Luna Pier Point Place, correct me if I ever say Point Pleasant, but Port Clinton, Luna Pier, Point Place, all cleaning up from flooding from the river and Lake Erie from the gusty and treacherous weather that we had yesterday. The Walleye are starting their playoff series against their nearby rival Fort Wayne tonight, and tomorrow's games are at 7:35. Remember, our fish, our fight. The Hens are not back home until next weekend. Some things going on this weekend. There are a lot of Easter egg hunts. This isn't Good Friday. Next week is Good Friday.
Yeah.
19th annual Easter egg hunt at the Olander Park System tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Eco Fest is happening at Handmade. Have you seen anything about this?
I do love Handmade. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Eco Fest Toledo, a big event happening tomorrow from 10 till 7 at Handmade. Celebration of all things green in Lucas County. Live music, local foods, green shopping, green booths, activities for all ages. It's free. And Les Mis is still going on at the Stranahan. And one more thing to tip you to over at Culture Clash Records. I believe it was Rex Manning Day earlier this week.
I think I saw the ad. I don't remember the name. But is that maybe it was an ad?
Rex Manning Day. I think he's the guy from Empire Records.
Yeah.
The 90s movie. So now Record Store Day is happening tomorrow at Culture Clash Records. So if you are a vinyl collector or you have an interest in that, Culture Clash is a place to check out. And one more thing. I got to check into this. I don't know. Remember we had our friends from Pizza Cat in? Mm-hmm. They were trying to ramp up getting downtown open.
Yeah.
But it's in Uptown. Is that not happening now?
No, they posted a picture of them painting a wall.
In Rossford.
Oh, is that where that was? Okay, I tried to go down the rabbit hole, but I couldn't find much about it.
Yeah, I got to get some answers on that. We'll get into Disney Plus and what you can look forward to for the $7 a month you'll pay, or buy it annually.
Yes, and hi, Katie, who's, I'm going to say this, she's doing the Day of Silence today. So go, Katie, go.
We won't ask you to call.
Yeah, but no, her mom messaged me last night, so it's always good to have allies in. Hey, Tammy girl.
Glisten's Day of Silence is happening here. And actually, it's a nationwide effort. 640 with the morning reboot. You can text the show. 419-240-1055. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm Entertainment before 7. Lauren Daigle, 654. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. We're glad you're here with us on Q105. Mike Buck State Farm is our sponsor. Hashtag some pig in Sylvania. You can text the show anytime you'd like. We're looking for Floyd... I'm going to tease this. Guys talk about this, and it's icky. I don't do this, but women do. We'll do this after 7 o'clock this morning. Now let's hit our entertainment. We'll start with Disney Plus. Finally, the big announcement about how much this will cost with all the Disney content for their streaming service. There will be several Marvel shows, including one with Tom Hiddleston, and I'm guessing Loki, although there's some rumor that it'll be like... early Loki.
Oh, okay.
And also a Falcon Winter Soldier show and lots of Star Wars shows to start as well as High School Musical films, It'll be an ad-free service that launches on November 12th, and it'll cost you $7 a month. I'm rounding up. $7 a month, or you can do the annual option of $70. Netflix's most popular plan is $13 a month. Things like Captain Marvel, which is now still in theaters, will be available as soon as it launches on November 12th. In the first year, other things like Lady and the Tramp, featuring the voices of Tessa Thompson and Justin Theroux, Noelle, a Christmas-themed film starring Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader. Disney said the service will offer more than 7,500 episodes of television and 500 film titles by the end of the first year. One of those will be a Sandlot prequel series.
Okay, with the original cast, right? Is that it?
No, I think it's a prequel series, oh, okay. I think. Don't, I mean, this is, this will, yeah. No knock on Prime, which I really enjoy, and Hulu. Thank you. But this will be on par, I think, in a lot of ways with Netflix, the preeminent streaming option available.
I mean, I want to buy it if every season of That's So Raven is on there. I'm just saying.
All I'm guessing...
Rope me in.
Anything that Disney owns, which is a lot. Remember, they oversee ESPN, ABC, Marvel, and...
That's a Raven.
A litany of other things. They're going to pull all their stuff all the other properties, though maybe not Hulu, because I know they have some ownership in Hulu, and that's why Netflix killed all their Marvel shows, and they're in the business of making their own content. So this will be right there with Netflix, and now we finally know. I'm shocked that it's... only $70 annually, or only $7 a month, but $7. I'm guessing that price will rise quickly.
We'll re-examine that price around Christmas time.
It won't go up that fast.
Oh, well, it launches in November?
Yeah.
We'll re-examine that price around May 2020.
I think it'll go up pretty quickly. I think there will be a lot of microtransactions that you can make within the service. I think eventually there will be...
Is that your way of saying in-app purchases?
Yes. Yeah. I think there will be different tiers where... maybe they'll pair it with, like, do you want the Marvel Comics library? Do you want ESPN? Do you want ABC?
There's so much they can do. Yep. So much.
Yeah. I thought for sure this was going to be very... simply the name Disney... like, this isn't Netflix. Like, when Netflix was a video service, they sent you DVDs.
Yeah.
They were starting from scratch, and then obviously the streaming came around. This is Disney. Disney's been around for, like, 100 years.
And Disney's pricey. Like, look at their DVDs. Like, when you, like, go to buy a Blu-ray of, like, a Disney animated, like, The Little Mermaid at, like, a big box store was, like, I think it was, like, $32. And I'm like, but it's just Little Mermaid. It's Disney, right. It says Disney's Little Mermaid. I'm like, ugh.
It's one of the biggest brands in history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Coke, McDonald's, Disney. And it's not like they've got to build up equity or credibility with
you
people.
Just drop the name and people are just like, I'm interested. Say more.
Wendy Williams is getting divorced from her husband, Kevin Hunter?
Kevin Hunter, yes. And so when she came back 5 weeks ago, she was like talking about her marriage, like how people were speculating. And she quote unquote said, I know about my marriage. And when you see this ring gone, you can ask me about my marriage. But until then, it's going strong. Well, yesterday she walked out on stage. She didn't have a ring on. And come to find out, she filed for divorce at 6:30 in the morning when she left her sober house.
And somewhere in the middle of all this was her husband getting caught with a mistress?
Got caught with a mistress, and the mistress allegedly became pregnant. We don't know who the baby daddy is, but all signs are pointing to him, and she's pointing to him. So it's just going to be a hot mess of a divorce, because he's an executive producer of her show. He's been with her since the beginning of her radio career, so...
maybe not that long. Maybe the beginning of her TV career.
No, they've been together. They've been married for 20 years, but been together
longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then I was watching my guilty pleasure show, Inside Edition. Via the lawyer that on the show, this could be like one of the messiest public divorces, like in a while that we've seen.
Yeah. Can you give me the Ariana Grande stuff? She posted a brain scan.
Yeah. So she posted a brain scan. It's a healthy brain, post-traumatic stress syndrome brain and her brain, and she posted it. She goes, this is hilarious and yet terrifying. And she said ... which one is mine? And under each brain it says healthy brain, post-traumatic stress brain, and Ariana Grande's brain, whatever. Her brain and the post-traumatic stress syndrome brain look very similar. Like, they're, like, identical.
Not surprising.
Like, I'll share it on the Facebook page, but, like, I don't know much about Brayden, but, like, ooh, those are highlighted areas in the same. And yeah. She said she's, ever since the attack on her concert.
In London.
Yeah, in London. Her anxiety has went up, and she didn't even want to go on tour for this tour. This is the Sweetener / Thank You Next tour. Like, it's a combined tour, but, like, and it's also, she's going to be on tour for the next 3 years?
Yeah, she's working.
Because she's 2 years in America, and then she takes it overseas. And keep in mind, Coachella's coming up next week. So she says she's just, ever since, she's never had stage fright, but ever since that incident. I can understand, though, like, well, that does a lot.
Throw in Mac Miller dying, the whirlwind with Pete Davidson, mm-hmm. So it's a lot of stress.
She's, yeah.
And for lack of a better word, you know, the brain is inflamed. You can see it. And I've always said that in the near future, we'll... Like I always tell people to try to take the mask and stigma away from mental health is mm-hmm. You can go get an X-ray or go get an MRI and you can see what's wrong mm-hmm. regularly. I can go over to UTMC right now and be like, I think I broke my ankle. It's not the same with the brain, but I do mm-hmm. think within several short decades, these will become more common and we'll be able to look at things with specificity and go, okay, here's what's going on, as opposed to you going into a psychiatrist's office and saying, here's how I'm feeling. And then you've got to try to match things up. And one other quick thing, because I know people always text me and they go, you can get your DNA tested and see what medication will match up with your body chemistry. The failing there is it only tests what's going on in your body, not what's going on around you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So. And then, because like she interacts with her fans, and I was like, and someone's like, well, how did you know? Like, did you? And she just said, I just had a feeling of like overwhelming anxiety before a show. She's like, I've performed Focus on Me so many times that this one time the beat started and she was like, I feel uneasy performing this song right now. And you got to keep it. And I've done that before as my alter ego. Like, I've done songs over and over, but there's sometimes I do a song and I'm just like, whoa. Because I know the choreography I'm going to do. I know the verse. But, like, I get where she's coming from in that aspect. Like,
And it's been caused by the anxiety.
Yeah, and she's like, I performed this song so many times that literally when the beat that dun-dun-dun started, she said she just started sweating uncontrollably and didn't want to walk out on stage. But as a chore and as a habit, her body pushed her. But, like, she said she felt so uncomfortable in her own skin that she needed to look at something. And I say this all the time. I love when celebrities or because people we put on a higher standard than everyone else does something like this, because someone's going to be like, I feel that way too, and mm-hmm. they're going to go to their doctor.
I hope she's getting the help she needs so it doesn't spiral into something awful mm-hmm. like where Mac Miller wound up. Sadly, I'm not saying she's going to kill
like
herself,
or like even Britney. You know what I mean? Like she's just so. But I don't want to use this term, but like she's so fragile when it comes to that mindset that like when she does go get help, we as the general public think she's this strong mega pop star from like 1998, but like she is a mother, a sister, you know what I mean, a girlfriend. Like
Britney?
Talking about Britney now, but like, because her mom penned an open letter and it was very morbid, and I read some of it and I was just like, is she dying? Like, you know what I mean? Just the way she wrote it, but it was just a mother talking to her daughter.
It's very hard to be stronger than your brain.
Yeah.
You got to get the things to take care of it. Mm-hmm. That's entertainment. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig 703 on the morning reboot. Guys get labeled for talking about this all the time. Sex mm-hmm. and misogyny and locker room talk and all that stuff. I don't do that stuff, but apparently Floyd is around some of this when it comes to women. Mm-hmm. We'll get to it in less than 15 minutes. Q105. Floyd was subjected to some awful language, awful content he didn't need to hear.
My whole life.
We'll get to that in just a minute. 7:15 with the morning reboot on Q105. Hi, good morning. Panel full of ladies with prizes just after 7:30. A quick heads up, Janet, I got your flyer. There is a recovery event happening Monday evening, 7 to 8:30 at Erie Mason High School in Erie, Michigan. It's open to all community members, fifth grade and up. It's a mother-son duo who talk about the addict and their family while learning what tools they use to find health and peace. Pretty gut-wrenching story called Straight Talk. Erie Mason High School, Erie, Michigan, Monday night, 7 to 8:30, a story of recovery. If you'd like to be a part of this and you want to find out a bit more, email me, contact me. I'll send you more about this information and send you Janet's way. 716, we know all too well, especially what now, 3 years ago, when you grab him by the blank, and Billy Bush lost his career for the most part, and another person did not. I always kind of cringed at quote-unquote locker room talk. I never partook in it. I was thankful. Either it just it made me uncomfortable when I was a teenager and I heard it, and I never participated in it, even to this day.
Right.
The worst you'll hear me talk is what we talk about in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we might joke about it a lot, but I don't, you know, do that stuff.
You're a good joker, though. So it doesn't...
Thank you.
So, like, I need to preface this. I've worked with girls my whole life. Like, since having a job since 15, 35 now. I've never worked with guys. Like, you're probably the first guy I've ever worked with.
Let me throw one thing out there before you go. Before you go where you're going with this.
Yes.
I think many of us have heard when it comes to men talking about sex, mm-hmm. a lot of times you'll hear, "Oh, women are so much worse."
I kind of wish Ashley was here today, because I asked yesterday. I said, "Do women do locker room talk?" And you sound like was taken back, and she was just like, "What?" I go, "Do women do locker room talk? Like, do they talk dirty?" And she goes, and like, she didn't have like forward answer. And I go, "Yeah, they do, because I work with girls."
It's more like Netflix and wine talk.
Not red wine.
Right.
So don't be like, women don't complain. No, so we're not talking about that.
This has been eating at you.
So it's ever since I've joined the workforce, like, so I'm telling you, I feel like I become the GBF, the gay best friend, and like, they all just confide in me about stuff, and I'll just be ignoring life, and then stuff will just start conversating, and I'll be like, "Huh?" And they're like, "You know what I mean?" So like,
are you gonna tell the V story?
Nope. But I'll say, there's been many a times that I've been with girlfriends at work, and we've talked about dudes. That's a common link.
It made you feel uncomfortable?
Sometimes it has made me feel uncomfortable, because I'm just like, "Oh, this is nasty and skeezy." And we don't ever do it around children. So it's like at the end of the day, as I drool, it's like at the end of the day when we're cleaning, or like early in the morning when I used to work early, we would just talk. And like, girls have very foul mouths.
Yeah.
And like, and when the DT stuff happened, Donald, talking about the grabbing by the blank blank. And I was like, "I've heard a girl say, I'm going to grab him by his junk. I've heard a girl say it before."
Right.
So I'm like, I want to know if women in gym settings.
It's not in gym settings.
Well, I mean, like, no. It is.
Is
I'm going to call out some people that work out, and they do look at the sweatpants. Yes, they do. They look at the sweat. It is sweatpants season. It is short season. They see it flopping, and they talk about it. And I know they do, because I've heard it. I have commented, and I may have said, "Pictures are never happened."
419-240-1055. You can call, you can text. Of all the things...
I'll talk about it.
Hold on. Of all the things that I'd like to know, like, the numbers about, rather than just like broad generalizations, I would love to know the sheer number of men versus women and the percentages. Like, I'm not someone who talks in a misogynistic way with other men or whoever about, like, "So I was with this girl last night, we just, all this
but
stuff."
Girls do.
I'm not that person, but I know that there are so many men that do. I know that there's a female version of Eric that doesn't talk like that, but there are women that do, and I'd like to know the numbers. And if they're
even, that would be good.
Tell the V story.
So
here we go. Oh,
I'm not
turn
go
off your radios.
Detail. Not gonna go into detail. But was one day I was working. I'm gonna say which time period, but the story of losing your V card got brought up, and I was there with this whole conversation, and they were just going at it, and like in detail, and I was just like, "Why?" And like, me being nosy, I was just like, "Keep going." But like, me being a person was just like, "Stop." And girls do talk about it. I've never once talked about losing my V card to anyone. Well, off the top of my head,
good time as any.
I was 21.
It's rather uninteresting, isn't it?
I just wanted to know what it felt like. That's all. It was a friend talked about it. "Ma, turn off the car. Turn off the radio.
Watch the laundry basket."
I lost my virginity in the Brent's parking lot in the back of a Jeep Cherokee. Whatever. That makes me a human.
419-240-1055, The Morning Reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd. I'll say this to wrap it up.
I just got called out from Kayla. She's like, don't act.
And you just said her name.
Oh, sorry, Kayla.
Again.
No.
When I would hear or see guys talking about...
My face is getting warm.
When I would hear or see guys talk about this and their conquests, like, it kind of irked me. It made me feel uncomfortable. And I don't know why, but when I've come across women who talk about their conquests and things, it was actually kind of like a turn on.
Uh-huh. But no, my face is so red. Sorry, Kayla.
No, it's white. It's white.
But no, she was like, don't act innocent. We talk nasty all the time. And I go, yeah. But Kayla, we love Kayla. I can say her name. It's fine.
What does she mean? We talk nasty all the time.
Well, like,
is she a work girl?
No. She we talk the story person, and we talk about her husband.
But
and
when
stuff.
You're doing it one-on-one, it's not like gossipy locker room talk. It's more like confiding.
No, it still is, though, and I just totally blabbed it across Toledo. But it's still all caps. I'm so sweaty. Can this stop?
It's really cold in here.
No, it's hot.
722, The Morning Reboot. We can take your texts on this, but we got a panel full of ladies coming up. Let's talk about your bedroom.
Kayla.
In less than 15 minutes. He's not. 735, look behind you. Looks like hell outside. Looks outside like how I feel inside. That's right. I'm dead on the inside today. Sorry. Yeah, it looks nasty. All this is going to wrap up by lunchtime or so, and then it'll just be cloudy and windy. And it was warm when you left
this
morning.
It was. Yeah, I did not dress appropriately.
735, The Morning Reboot, Q105. Can I have the specialist,
yes,
please? Who's on one? Hi there.
Danica
or Danica?
Danica.
That is an incredible name. Yes. 45, married, 2 kids, lives in Toledo. Good to have you on with us. Next up is Anna, 28, married, 2 kids, Toledo. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
First question, Danica. How long, or walk me through the process of arriving in your bedroom to getting into bed?
Oh my gosh, I have to move dogs off my bed every night.
That's it though?
No. Process of getting into bed. I do have to move animals off my bed.
Okay.
And shut my desk down because I'm in graduate school, so that's pretty much all I do.
So not like brush teeth?
Well, yeah, but that's not in my bed.
Arriving in the bedroom, getting into bed.
Shower, brush my teeth, shut the house down, yes.
There we go. Okay. All right. Anna, what about you? How long or what's the process like arriving into your bedroom and then actually getting into bed?
Well, usually end up falling asleep in the chair feeding my son. And then I have to wake up, get their dad to get my daughter, who's 2, in bed. And then I take the little one upstairs with me. Get face wash, pajamas on. It's a process.
I thought so. I saw like a meme or a graphic the other day, and it like says how a man goes to bed, walks into his bedroom, lays down, and then the woman list was like 58 things long, and I was like, another reason why women have it harder. Next question, Danica, where do you do most of your TV watching?
I'm in the corner on the couch.
So,
the TV room.
So like living room, TV room?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a spot on that couch?
I do.
And it's the only spot the dogs will allow you, right?
Yeah, unless I move, then they think they can scoot in, but I'll sit on them. So.
I live that life. Anna, what about you? Where do you do most of your TV watching?
On my phone while I'm doing chores around the house.
Wow, you are a super busy lady. That's totally fine. That's a totally...
She gets it in where she can get it in.
Yeah. Danica, how long is your typical daily shower?
15 minutes.
Wow, that's a length. Is that just where you go to escape or you like a long shower?
It's my escape because nobody will bother me when I'm naked in the bathroom.
Right.
Other than my husband, but my kids won't bug me. My animals can't come in.
Yeah.
It's my time.
I don't even live with anybody but my dogs, and my shower is my escape. Anna, what about you? How long is your typical daily shower?
On a good day, I can get 15 minutes in. On a bad day, it might last longer due to the two-year-old figuring her way in the bathroom, opening the curtain on me, or my husband opening the door so the two-year-old can get in the bathroom to bug me.
Wow. Wow. Anna, I hope you have a really nice Mother's Day next month. You have a busy life. Last question. Donica, how or when do you pick out your clothes for your day?
Oh, after I put my contacts in the morning, I figure it out.
You're like, you know, I can wear this today. This will work.
Yeah.
Okay. Anna, what about you?
The only time I usually get to do that is as soon as I get home from work and I have the children, we get in the house and I get them situated, and then I start working on getting their stuff ready for the next day and my stuff ready for the next day.
And when do you get a breath, Anna?
I don't know. Well, actually, technically today. Today I actually get a breath because I am off on Fridays, and I just made the kids go to daycare so I can get stuff done without them.
Yay. What do you do if you don't mind us asking?
I work for a company called Velocity. They provide internet, phone, and cable for businesses, so I dispatch technicians out to fix the issues at different places.
Got it. Cool. Anna, Donica, hold on. We have prizes for you. Don't go anywhere. The last question of, like, how or when do you pick out your clothes. Did you see the story about the NBA player Anthony Davis?
No.
So he's had a rough time this year where he plays in New Orleans, and he has to be traded away. And during their last game, which he wasn't playing in the other night, he wore a Looney Tunes That's All Folks shirt. And people got rightly pissed, and he's like, I don't pick out my clothes. I'm like,
you're a man.
You're a 26-year-old man. You either lied or can't read.
What?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask about that. When you pick out, you're like me. It's like you just go into the closet
blindly. If it don't stink, I'm wearing it.
Right. 7:41, entertainment news is on the way. We're on a Game of Thrones Season 8 Eve weekend, so let's do some Jon Snow news about his relationship, who he's married to, his co-star, a former co-star. We'll do that before 8. 7:54, good morning. It's the morning reboot. You can text us here, 419-240-1055. It's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. In about an hour, your first national keyword of the day, the win the $1,000 pay off. Another panel full of ladies around 8:30 with more prizes. And please use our text number. There's a lot of cool local things going on this weekend. Les Mis, some Easter egg hunts, EcoFest happening at Handmade. If there's a small business shout out you'd like to do, text that to us. We'll do it between 9 and 9:30.
And don't forget, ship your 101.
Stop
road.
It.
You love that jingle.
I do. Before we do the Jon Snow story, I'll let you nerd out. There might not be a Star Wars trailer today, just the release of like the title screen.
Yeah.
Will of the Force.
At noon.
Does that do anything for you?
No, I need visuals.
Right.
I need to see Carrie Fisher's body on screen.
She's dead.
That was her last scenes in this movie.
I know. And Mark Hamill's not happy.
She's dead. Well, that she's in the movie?
He's just not happy with the way these three movies have gone. Do you follow him on Twitter?
I do. He's fine.
He's great.
You just focus on being Chucky's voice.
I love him.
He's a good... He's the best Joker.
He really is. Yeah. What was the other thing? Oh! Have you seen this tweet going around, and it's like the best 1 minute movie scene ever? And that's what I was watching a little while ago.
No.
It's Brad Pitt and a woman, and apparently the movie is Meet Joe Black.
Okay.
Which I've never seen. So it's him and the girl on a street, on a city street, walking away from one another, clearly like ending some kind of relationship.
Yeah.
They're walking away. And then he looks one last time as he's kind of standing in the middle of the street, and she's now gone. She went around the corner. And a car just misses him.
Oh, is that what you were laughing at when it beeped?
Yeah, and then he walks, takes another step, gets hit by one car, bounces onto the other one, and bounces off that one.
Okay, I need to look.
And I want
to
know. I've never seen Meet Joe Black.
I've never seen it either.
Did that actually happen, or did somebody edit that video? All right, you can close your ears now because it's Game of Thrones time. So, Kit Harington, who is Jon Snow, as season 8, the final season premieres on Sunday night. Since 2011, he's been playing the iconic and heroic character Aegon Targaryen.
Okay.
The most important job I'll ever have is about to finish. Well, not the most. Hopefully, I'll be a father. He is with Rose Leslie, who is Ygritte, one of the wildlings who was killed in the show. Spoiler alert. But they met on the show. Their relationship rumors first started in 2012. After a brief split, they reconciled and continued to fuel their romance speculation until they confirmed it in 2016. Got engaged in September of 2017, and they got married on June 23rd of last year. In 2016, Kit Harington discussed the early days of their relationship and revealed that sparks flew while on the set in Iceland shooting season 2 and admitting that those weeks were his favorite of the series. Listen to this love affair.
Okay.
Like this kind of as I manipulate or going matriculating through this little girl thing I have, this hits my little tiny barely beating heart. Because the country is beautiful, because the northern lights are magical, and because it was there that I fell in love. If you're already attracted to someone and they play your love interest on the show, it becomes very easy to fall in love.
Aww.
I would love to see the Northern Lights live in person.
Now let's go to a story of anger. Outgoing Mayor Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, his administration says it's gone to court to try to force Jussie Smollett to pay Chicago back for an alleged hate crime hoax, even though Cook County prosecutors dropped all the charges against the actor. The lawsuit filed yesterday comes after Smollett failed to pony up $130,000 by a deadline imposed by the city to cover the cost of police overtime hours expended in the investigation. The suit did not specify the damages that the city will seek, but the city said that more than two dozen Chicago police officers and detectives worked a combined 1,800 hours of overtime over at least 2 weeks while investigating his claims.
I thought about something.
Yes, sir.
I know how to go viral.
Yes.
I'm going to start a Jussie Smollett GoFundMe account.
To pay that?
And then never give him the money. Vacation for us.
No, you don't want to do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't do that.
I mean, what would happen if I did? It's just Jussie Smollett. They'd be like, oh, keep your money, Floyd.
I wonder how if they're going to settle with him at all for any of this. I remember.
No, they want their money.
But they're never going to get it. And it seems like settling would be the best way to get some of that money.
You don't think he has that just laying around in a bank account somewhere and just like, just pay it?
Didn't we look him up and
well, that's his net worth. I mean, he could take that out. His net worth will go down, but like, just pay them. Now it's time just to live your life. You got off. Pay them, move overseas because we don't want to see you here anymore. Go to Canada. They accept anyone up there.
Just a quick heads up, Canada, not overseas.
Over the Great Lakes.
Which got a lot of snow last night. one last thing. Lori Loughlin, still, I guess, negotiating, not taking plea deals.
Oh,
her daughter, YouTube star Olivia Jade, is devastated by the allegations her parents are facing in the scandal. She's devastated and completely embarrassed. She feels like she's lost nearly all her friends because of this. She's barely speaking to her parents. I'm going to go with something here, and it might not be right. I hope she doesn't feel like she's lost all her friends because she can't go on the internet anymore. That's not healthy.
Right.
She's been a USC student since the fall of last fall. The 19-year-old is a social media influencer with more than 1.4 million followers on Insta and about 2 million on YouTube. She's been silent on social media since the scandal broke. Her best friends are doing everything they can, but she doesn't even want to see anyone right now. Olivia's been staying off social media because she's gotten so much hate. Allegedly, she didn't know about this with
her
parents.
And I think when we first broke the story, that's the downfall. Like that's the ultimate like parent betrayal. Like you think you're
helping your kid out?
No. You just think you're intelligent enough. You did this on your own.
Oh, there's that.
And then you come to find out, wait, I'm not? And you're like, no, but baby, you're not. But it also, in her mom's defense, which is very thin ice, she also went on all these social media accounts and like interviews saying that she never wanted to go to college. It was her mom's idea. Like, she hated her quote words, and I'm not making that up. I hate school. If I didn't have to go to college, I wouldn't go. But my mom and dad wanted me to go. And I go, that's going to bite your mom back in the butt.
Like, the Jussie Smollett story irked a lot of people. Like, he managed to piss off everybody.
Yeah.
And it was right that we kept going back to that story because it means something.
Right.
This is total trash. Like, total. And I know there are people who deserve to get into prestigious universities mm-hmm. and can't afford it, and it does affect them in some ways. But this is garbage. Like, this is the whitest of 1% people problems that irk. Like,
and they're stretching this story out. Like, what's the news today about Aunt Becky? She didn't take the plea deal. Okay, move on. But no, they're like, she's signing autographs outside the courthouse. She arrived alone. I'm like, you guys are just literally stretching the story. You're reaching.
I try to only do the big stuff. That's why.
Yeah. No, not you. I'm just saying, like, it's on. It's still like the lead headline on, like, Entertainment Tonight. I'm like, didn't a legend die or something? Like
Nipsey Hussle, and people like, people got shot in the procession.
Did they really?
Four people got
shot.
Oh
my lord.
There was another thing I wanted to get to. Go look at that Meet Joe Black Twitter thing. He takes it hard. 8:02 with the morning reboot on Q105. 8:50, your first national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Your near-death experience. We'll get to that in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studio.
Welcome to the show. It's the morning reboot, 8:15, Q105. It's Eric and Floyd, brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm. Pennsylvania, hashtag some pig. 419-240-1055. That's the number you can call or text. Near-death experiences. I make sure we do our best to talk about things that are like currently happening mm-hmm. instead of like just like constantly retelling the past. But in this case, we'll go back a little bit. But it was triggered. The catalyst for wanting to talk about this was, you ever get connected? Like, you comment on, you throw one comment on Facebook, and before you know it, you're Facebook best friends with somebody, right?
Yeah.
It's wild how the algorithm works. It's pleasing and maddening at the same time. But there's a Ryan, and I think his wife's name is Katie. Sorry if I get that wrong. But I think, so Ryan had a near-death experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what caught my eye was, it was some kind of car accident.
Mm-hmm.
The car was severed in half.
Oh. Okay.
And I think his wife had posted... I hope that's his wife, not his sister, or whatever it is. Posted pictures that it's been a couple of years now mm-hmm. since that moment, and he's recovering. And apparently Ryan's got a pretty epic story aside from that as well. And I told him that we talk about this, and his story would be the catalyst and the impetus behind talking about near-death experiences. But I was taken aback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've all seen car accidents where it's like, whew, how'd they walk away from that? But uh-huh. I've never seen one where the car was split in half before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad he's okay. I don't have anything like that where I in my mind, my anxiety has said I've had like dozens of near-death mm-hmm. experiences. But the closest I can ever come, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. So when I was in middle school and high school, I took public transportation to and from school. Now, mm-hmm. it was set aside for school use only. It's tardy here. It's SEPTA there. So I guess it was a road like, we'll say like Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty active road, but not as big as like the trail or something like that. So I got off the bus. It was a Friday afternoon. Got off the bus, ran around in front of the bus, and a car whizzed by me. Had I been a little quicker getting off the bus and running around,
mm-hmm.
I would have been Meet Joe Black on that car.
Oh, no.
To that car, because the car didn't know, and it wouldn't have been their fault. Mm-hmm. I ran out in front of the bus without looking to see if traffic was coming, and I can still feel the breeze that went by me that day today.
That's crazy.
So that's the only near-death experience that I can remember. All the other ones are just creations of my anxiety. Call us with yours. What's yours?
I actually just texted my mom. I said, hey, I'm going to tell that story about the summer of high school. She said, okay, go ahead.
When you killed your grandmother.
No, no. I was just turned 18. It was summer of 2001. Some friends and I went up to Club Necto in Ann Arbor. We were in a tracker.
A geo tracker?
Yeah. So
death traps.
It was the four of us. And I could say there's myself, Joe, Robert, and his boyfriend at the time. And we're coming back from Necto. It wasn't too late, but we got into a head-on collision. I will preface this. The driver of that car died. But I was in the back seat sleeping. head-on collision. All I remember is hearing them scream and hearing the noise. I went through the windshield, bounced off their windshield. I have it cut up my back. Bounced off their windshield on Alexis Road and rode over and just laid there. This is a true story. Ah, oh, so scary. There was a pool of blood around me. And I was like, oh my God, I can't move. Because I went into shock. I'm not paralyzed or anything, but I was like, my God, I can't move. And like, you go into like survivor mode. So I'm like feeling on me. And I was like, ah, there's a piece of glass in my side of my stomach. The blood wasn't mine. Rode over. There's a girl facing me, eyes wide open. And she's not moving. So, long story short, I don't know what happened to her. I'm assuming it did not work well for her. But I...
This was somebody that was in the car with you?
No, they were in the other car. I went with the cars. And then the paramedic said that's the best thing I could have done. Because Joe and Robert broke both their legs. And I think Robert broke a collarbone. Zach was in the back seat with me. He got pinned behind the seat, so he went nowhere. But I was, some point when they swerved, I snapped out the seatbelt and went through the windshield.
What's calls for this? 419-240-1055, near death experiences. What's it feel like to go through a windshield?
It was like zero gravity feeling, like kind of a feeling of, for guys, when you get kicked in the balls.
No, I mean like.
Oh, what's the feeling?
Yeah, like, of going through the glass. Like, I hear all these, you hear all these stories, you see all these movie things, and I guess people either...
I was in shock, and, like, my mom can testify, like, I just flew. Like, I heard screaming.
Wow.
And you heard the, and I felt like I went through the windshield before the thing hit, but it doesn't work that way. But
right,
you do the action before you actually hear everything and process it, and the way I hit the hood of their car, I, like, rolled over... And I don't know if she came out the car, because I ended up on the passenger side, because the driver of that car passed away. And I went and up at St. Anne's, because that's how long ago St. Anne's had just opened. That's how long, if you want to date yourself, 2001. And they didn't call my mom for like 2 days. She didn't know where I was. And they had because it was a pending investigation, so they took everything. And I remember Joe eventually ended up calling my mom. And it's like, Floyd's okay, but like, we couldn't do anything. I felt like maybe it was like 24 hours, but it felt like it was a long time without my mom being there.
Was it a drunk driver?
He was a drunk driver.
That person?
That person was a drunk driver because we were 18. And that's where I always say when people say my name wrong, because in the newspaper, I was Lloyd Flanderson. So that's our joke that we can make light of. So yeah.
Hi there.
Hello there.
Jimmy!
Yeah! Raise the roof.
Raise the roof. You have a near-death experience every time you and Andy get naked.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my. You had to go there.
I did. What's going on? What's your near-death experience? I bet you have a really good story.
When I was a kid, I was pushed into a swimming pool, deep end. And all I could remember was looking up and all these people looking at me. And then next thing you know, waking up in a hospital.
You couldn't swim?
No. I can't. You know what? No, couldn't swim. And to this day, I can't swim. I don't want to swim. I'm okay going in water just as long as my head's above water and I'm standing up.
How old were you?
At least 11.
Oh, 11?
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's still, when I'm in a beach or whatever, or a swimming pool, I don't want anybody touching me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, can't do it.
That's why my first thought was, how does a kid, you know, drown in a pool, just walk to the shallower end? But I know it's not that easy. Like, people drown in bathtubs.
So. Oh, heck yeah.
It's, yeah. Oh,
but really, what's it like when you and Andy take your clothes off?
Stop! It's too early on a Friday.
Bye, Jimmy.
But even to that respect, like, the trauma that I'm 35... And if I go on a road trip and I'm in the backseat of a car, I won't go to sleep. I'll be wide awake. It's not that I'm thinking of impending doom.
Right.
I've been like that. Like, I have no problem riding in the backseat. But if it's nighttime and I always say, hey, if you're tired of driving, I can drive. And they're always like, no, I'm good. And I'll stay awake the whole time. Even though I'm dead dog tired, I'll stay awake. And
Lloyd Flanderson.
Yeah, that's the joke. We can laugh about it now. But I remember my mom tried to find the article in it. They called me Lloyd Flanderson. But
I think it's funnier that you went through a windshield. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was hard, and I had like a cut, and it wasn't even from our windshield. I think I got my mom's face when she walked into the hospital room was just like, ugh. And you know what the funny thing is? I don't know if anyone's ever been like in a hardcore accident. You feel no pain until like 3 days later.
Yeah.
Like I remember I got a clean bill of health. They're like, you're fine. I got like a stitch and a bandage and we went on our way and I went home and I remember like laying down. I was just depressed because the image of the girl's face in my head because I don't even know what happened to her. I just remember laying in bed one day, like trying to get up, and I like screamed. I just couldn't move. Everything was just stiff. I was relaxed, and my mom had to help. So she had to wipe my butt. She had to help me and do everything. But like, it was a traumatic experience. And I, like, when I see car accident videos or like the text driving commercials, I'm just like, oh my God, I've been there. I know how it feels.
This is not a near death experience, but I can relate somewhat. It's the worst accident I was ever in. I was coming home from baseball practice with some friends from school, right around the corner from where I lived. There was a hill. Mm-hmm. We were at just over the peak of the hill, but still waiting for the light. It was a red light. There was a lot of traffic. And I heard a screech, and then someone smashed into the back of us. It was a drunk driver, and I think I had like two busted vertebrae in my neck. And thankfully, it's the worst accident I've ever been in. It paid for my DJ equipment when I wanted to be a DJ when I was 20 in the lawsuit. And then I couldn't play baseball for the rest of the year for the lawsuit reasons. Mm-hmm. What else? And then anytime for the next 5 or 6 years, I heard a screech. It took me back to that moment. And then
I'm the same way.
Like,
I feel you.
Like your pain. I remember, I think this was a Thursday afternoon, midweek. That Friday, I was like, sure, I can go drive, 45 minutes away to see the girl that I was dating.
Oh, no.
And when I got there, this is my first sexual experience. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hell yeah, I want to do this. Like, I think she had to pick me up off the ground because my neck, I couldn't turn my neck. I don't know what my parents were thinking, letting me drive while being in so much pain. Maybe I hit it well, but thankfully that was my worst accident. And
like, when I got out of the hospital, I remember my mom, she was, oh, kudos to you. I know you're listening, Mom, because you're texting me right now. My room was in the basement. I was that teenager who had a room in the basement. Mm-hmm. And my bed was on the floor. It was just a box. It's like she came down there. She helped me up. It was like thinking back, like I've not talked about in forever. Like thinking back, like I would never take my mother for granted ever. Because like she bent over. I know she was in pain lifting my big butt up because I wasn't small. But it's definitely one of those humbling experiences. Like when I get in my head and I get... When I get so like out there, I'm like, oh, I'm so much. Yeah, I'm this. I go back to that experience. I'm just like, no, it could have been over like that. Like, you could have been the other car.
Yep.
Had you seen it coming and braced yourself and the way that car angled and you flew, like you could have been stuck in a wheelchair. Like, and that's just the positive side. I could have been in a plot next to my grandma. You know what I mean? That's just one of those situations that. Thanks, Eric, for having me hash this out.
We got
my therapy session.
Of all the things that we talk about, I'm kind of disappointed we didn't get more phone calls for this.
Yeah, and the texts are kind of slow, too.
I got one text here. I'll throw it out there as we wrap up. It wasn't a real near-death experience, but I had blanks shot at me in basic training, and it felt like a near-death experience.
I don't doubt that. I couldn't do it. Kudos to you.
Send these near-death experiences our way. We'll share them out throughout the end of the show. Also, small business shout-outs. If there's a small business you really appreciate, like maybe you've been to that, what is it, Levi and Lilac, where Degage, the whiskey bar. Degage used to be, it's a whiskey bar now. Send us a small business shout out, text it to us. We'll get it to it between 9 and 9:30. Prizes are on the way for the second panel full of ladies of the day next. Brand new, I'm in love with the shape of you. 8:41, hang on like 15 minutes or less than that. First national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
That was a guest star on season one. No, episode one of season seven of Game of Thrones.
Did he die?
We don't know.
Oh.
But he showed up and a lot of people were like, a lot of people did just that.
Oh.
All right, Paddle Pool Ladies, number two for the day. It's Kat. Hi, Kat.
Hi.
I like that Floyd asked whether it was C or K.
You never know.
You never know. No, that's right. No,
I know. Of like all the important questions that pertain to this segment, how you spell your name is unnecessary. But Kat, 27, single, no kids. Where are you from?
Lambertville.
Okay. Next up, Amanda, 29, dating, no kids. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Where are you from?
We're in Toledo.
Okay. Lastly, Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Hello.
Good morning. 45, married, one kid. Good to have all you ladies on. Don't go anywhere when we wrap up. We've got some prizes for you. First up, Kat, where is the strangest place, the most unique setting you have ever drank alcohol before?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not much of a drinker, never was much of a partier, so I guess the most unique place for me would be traveling. I got drunk for like the second time ever in my life in Anaheim, California. I guess that'd be the most unique place for me.
Like where were, I was thinking more like in the basement, hiding from family, not like location. Oh, like
nope, yeah, I was a good child. I never snuck into the alcohol when I was younger or anything like that.
You're 27. I mean, you can have a beer or whatever. All right, move on. Amanda, where's the strangest place you've ever had a drink?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I'm kind of the same. I've never been that crazy of a drinker. But
right.
When I was younger, probably 17 or something, that was probably the most drunk I've ever been. And that was kind of sneaking around in a friend's basement. So to this day, I'll never go near Jaeger again.
Most people won't, yeah. Tammy, what about you? Strangest place you've ever had a drink?
Oh, boy. My daughter's sitting here, too, so help me. But in my younger days, I was a little crazy, probably out at Reno Beach, skinny dipping in Lake Erie.
There we go.
Oh. Did your daughter just give you a look?
She giggled.
I'm waiting for one day when I ask this question and they go, off of another person.
Body shot.
Next up, Kat, what do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night?
Usually I just go up and get a drink. Usually if I wake up in the middle of the night, it's usually because I'm thirsty. So.
Okay. Amanda, what about you? What do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night?
Well, I would say I will spend probably the next hour being awake because there's probably a reason for it, like cats walking on our pillows or dog moving in her sleep. And like, there's always a reason, but I'll be awake for like the next hour just laying there doing nothing.
Does that happen often?
Oh, my gosh, like 5-6 times a night, every night.
That would seem like you don't sleep or you're actually awake more than you sleep then.
You know, it feels like that, yeah.
I wake up a lot during the middle of the night, too. Tammy, what about you? What do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night?
I get on Facebook or play some silly games on my phone.
That's only going to keep you up.
I know that, but I do it anyway.
All right. Kat, how many currently, how many group texts do you have going on your phone?
Two.
Okay. Who are they with?
Some with some coworkers that I used to work with and some current coworkers.
Okay. Amanda, how many current group texts do you have going on?
Probably just one.
Who's that?
It's a group of old coworkers.
Okay. Tammy, what about you? Any group texts going on your phone?
Maybe two or three.
All right. I asked this question last hour and I didn't get the answer I was looking for, but it's fine. Kat, from the time you get into your bedroom, what is your process between getting in there and actually going to bed?
It takes me a while to fall asleep, so I usually play around on my phone.
Wait, back up. So, like, no beauty habits or shower, teeth?
Well, we're going to go way back. Okay. I work out after work, so I come home and I shower pretty early in the night, so that's not really a bathroom habit for me at night.
Got it. Okay.
I'll wash my face, change clothes, make the bed. Let's go back a step. I usually have fun time with the boyfriend every night.
Every night. Good for
I
you.
Can, obviously.
Wow. Good for you.
Oh yeah. And then we make the bed, and then I lay in bed and browse through, you know, Instagram, Twitter, all that fun stuff. So I eventually fall asleep.
Okay. Amanda, what about you? The process from getting into the bedroom to getting into bed?
If I change that from, you know, like let's say we're clothes into pajama pants or something like that, that happens pretty early. Like the moment I come through the
right.
front door, not so much the bedroom door. So once I'm ready to go to bed, it's more of just put everything away. feed the pets, and then because my boyfriend works third shift, so by the time I'm going to bed, he's already gone to work. So unfortunately, no fun time there. But yeah, I mean, then my that's when all the pets come to the bed too, though, and come and bug me, and I'll look at my phone, keep myself awake for a little bit, but then eventually I'll go to sleep. Nothing too crazy, unfortunately, in my life.
Tammy, what about you? What's it take for you going to the bedroom to getting into bed?
Usually my daughter will want some cuddle time before bed, so we'll watch TV.
Okay.
I'll take a shower, get dried off, watch a little bit more TV. Once my husband comes up, we go to bed.
Okay. All right. Kat, Amanda, Tammy, thanks for being on the panel full of ladies. Hold on a minute. We have prizes for you. I thought there'd be more like beauty stuff for women to go to bed.
Like the gold eye cream and face mask and wrap the hair in the towel.
Yep.
Cucumber face mask.
Yep.
No, we got to keep in mind, like, the ladies of today, they're more on the go. So you got to keep in mind, at the end of the day, they're probably just like, I'm tired. Let me just get these clothes off, get today stank off me, and they just want to relax. I think you should ask them, like, next time you should, like, do you have a weekend beauty regimen, or like when you slow down?
Okay.
Because like most women are like, they're on the go, and like they have kids and pets, and they're like, once they get the dog out, pooping and peeing, we're coming back inside, I'm just like, I just want to go to sleep.
$1,000 payoff. We'll give you the word next. Just meet me in the middle. 901 with the morning reboot, Q105, Eric and Floyd. Text the show, 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. National keyword, different text number. Text the national keyword party to 95819. You have until 920 to text to make that text. Party to 95819. Try to win the $1,000 payoff. A couple of things real fast. Janet sent me over a recovery event happening Monday night at Erie Mason High School in Erie, 7 to 8:30. Doors are at 6:30. Open to all community members, 5th grade and up. It's called Straight Talk, and it's a mom-son duo. Talk about an addict and the family life while learning the tools they need to find their health and peace. If you want to find out more about this, get me a message and I will get you more. But it's Monday night, 7 o'clock, doors at 6:30, Erie Mason High School, Straight Talk. We are collecting, I don't think we've gotten any yet, small business shout-out texts.
No, we haven't got any today.
If there's a small business that you'd like to give a shout-out to, a place that you really enjoy, a new place, a place that's coming, a place that you've been going for years and you think everybody, look, I get it. Maybe you don't want other people there, but you just like to show them a little recognition. Let us know who and what they are. Yeah. We'll get to it before 9:30. 419-240-1055. I want to talk about something that happened. Everybody knows about the Village Idiot, right?
Yeah.
I want to talk about my small business shout out. Will be something that happens there besides pizza, live music, and beer.
Okay.
And drinks. Last entertainment story that we've not gotten to. Kit Harington wants his next role to be a dad. Wendy Williams is going to get divorced from Kevin Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Some people got shot at the Nipsey Hussle procession where there were lots of people out for his recognition.
That was my deep black woman sigh in church. You know, like when you're in church and the lady of the night walks in with her children. Like, oh, is she here?
Chicago wants its money for the overtime hours it used from Jussie Smollett during that investigation. And Disney Plus is going to cost $7 a month or $70 for the year. That's cheaper than Netflix. And there's going to be some quality content that launches when it launches on November 12th. You might get a Star Wars Episode 9 title today.
Mm-hmm.
And
around noon is what they're speculating.
That last story is Amber Heard asked the judge Thursday to dismiss a $50 million defamation lawsuit by Johnny Depp, her ex-husband, filed over an op-ed about domestic violence she wrote in the Washington Post. In the motion filed in Virginia, Heard reiterates her allegation that Depp abused her before and during their marriage and includes exhibits such as photos of her with bruises on her face and scars and on arms, image of damage she says Depp did to their home, screenshots of text messages describing the incidents at the time, and excerpts of her divorce deposition describing the abuse. Her attorney said Johnny Depp physically and verbally abused Amber Heard. Depp's lawsuit filed last month called the ongoing allegations of domestic abuse categorically and demonstrably false. This has been going on for several years now, and I hope there is some resolution, whether, I don't know.
Is this the same This is ex-wife, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I know
this is when they got in trouble in Australia for the dogs, right?
That was them, yes. Okay. But this is a separate issue of
trying to get the face together. Okay.
Physical and emotional abuse, and I try not to pass any kind of judgment or opinion on these because even as there is evidence, the only people that know are the people that are involved.
And I like to say this, and like when I do stuff out in like the community and people tell their story and like people jump down to other people's backs and like, well, how? Everyone's story is different, and everyone is. When I think, I would like to think when people say stuff like this, and not even necessarily like violence or like what, like when people who are addicted to drugs talk publicly, they're just telling their truth. You know what I mean? And that's their truth. You can't pounce on people right away. You just can't, because we live in a society where like, well, I want the facts now and I want them now. You know what I mean?
It takes time to get them.
Sometimes me telling you something, I can't tell you everything, but I'm telling you my best version of my truth that I'm allowed to say. So,
And it sounds disgraceful that someone would conjure up mm-hmm. pictures of violence.
Right.
And this has nothing to do with Jussie Smollett, but you know, you want to gather as much information as you can. That's why I hope that there's some kind of resolution with this.
Yeah.
905 with the morning reboot. Again, text party to 95819.
We're getting some small business. They're coming in.
Good. Yeah. LB's 419, the place with the dog and BG. Who else?
Oh, that we're getting now?
Yeah.
Toledo Academy of Beauty.
Sorry.
I'll say it again.
It's no, okay. The ones we always
get. We're going to say them again.
906, good morning. Text party to 95819.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide. So
I don't know. 920, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. If you're just tuning in for the show, or if you've been here for about 15 minutes, we've been on since 545. If you want all the content we do on the air, you can text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get the podcast link for the show. No commercials, no songs, just the content. It's like an hour and 45 minutes of us nonstop. And we do that each day. Get that podcast episode. Today's will be posted after 10 o'clock. I'll go over to Lloyd Flanderson, who was able to survive going through a car's windshield. Mm-hmm. That's on today's podcast earlier. For small business shout-outs, and I'll bring some stuff up after you roll with those.
Yes, so I got to lock my phone because there we go. We have a small business shout-out for Frogtown Pools and Spa on Summit. Family-owned, great pool supply store, and friendly. And tis the season. Like, so if you have don't pools open Memorial Day? Yeah, so hit up Frogtown Pool. Frogtown Pools, I should say.
Frogtown Pools. Walleye game tonight and tomorrow night, the playoff games. A bunch of Easter egg hunts going on. Here's one, the Olander Park System. 19th annual Easter egg hunt, 9 o'clock tomorrow. EcoFest is happening at Handmade Toledo. Your favorite place.
It is one of my favorite places in Toledo.
EcoFest, all green stuff, workshops for taught by local experts, green booths, green shopping. Les Mis is happening at the Stranahan mm-hmm. for the next couple of days. Record Store Day. So if you know 90s movies, I believe Rex Manning was in Empire Records.
Empire Records.
Rex Manning Day, I think it was earlier this week. Record Store Day here is happening at Culture Clash tomorrow. That's on C-Corp. And one more thing. I might have mentioned this before. But I know people, if you ask people here what their favorite pizza place is or where their favorite pizza is, many will say the Village Idiot in Maumee
mm-hmm.
on Conan. It's in my top 10.
Okay.
Good place. Great bar.
I've never had it, but people rave about it.
Great decor there. Good live music. Great Maumee spot. But on Saturday and Sunday mornings, a friend of mine, a guy I know, Sean Hoover, it turns into Full 90 Pub. It's where all the local area soccer fans congregate to watch soccer games.
I just said 90s. I got excited.
No, sorry. Well, 90 minutes of soccer.
I thought 90. I was like, wait, why have I never heard about this?
And there will be, well, you'll like this part. For Sunday's matches, which begin, so they open up the bar at 9 o'clock, or actually earlier than that. There's mm-hmm. there's two games, one at 9, one at 11:30. But it's kind of like a, what's it called? Everybody brings food?
Potluck.
They often do potluck and enchiladas.
Oh.
So I know the Clotta closed a couple of years ago, and we do have a lot of people who like soccer in the area. Mm-hmm. But just a heads up, Sean gets to open up the bar early on the weekends. Nice. So go look for Full 90 on Facebook and get involved in this. And I pretty much.
I was going to do a louder, but I was like,
I've not been there since the World Cup last summer, and I need to rectify that.
Mm.
924.
Yeah.
You can keep firing off these small business shout-outs.
Yes, and the Toledo School of Beauty, which I got cut out earlier, but shout-out to those beauty school students. I'm a beauty school dropout myself. I went to Paul Mitchell. There's another local one. We'll shout-out that. I don't know. Did you hear the karma guys? Like, don't talk about that place. But, yeah.
You're doing God's work. They're doing God's work
they
by
are.
Making people look better.
Yeah, and I was really good at it, but I didn't have the patience for it.
What would you do to make me look better?
You look fine. You don't have hair. We can give you a scalp massage to get the blood flowing and get the endorphins out. I don't even know. It's not like I was talking about.
Nothing
we
else?
We can trim your beard. Maybe dye it a little darker or lighter. Get it all one color.
What's wrong? Wait.
There's nothing wrong with it. But if you want something done, I'm a beauty school. I'm going to find something to get done. Money. Time is money.
It is.
Like if you're bald, you're like, what can you do to me? I was like, we can tint your eyebrows. Like, you know, it's hair. We can do it. It's possible.
Leave me alone. Never mind. Forget I asked.
You asked. You asked for this consultation. You are getting consulted. We're dyeing your beard.
Speaking of like the Hulk Hogan, was it NWO beard dye? And then.
Oh. When he had the black beard and the blonde goatee.
It looked awful.
And like the inner child of me was like, who hurt you, Hulk Hogan? Who hurt you?
Andre the Giant. Last thing here. Jimmy brought it up. We had Ashley here yesterday. And speaking of guys, we didn't get to a panel full of dudes.
Oh, we did. But we had so much fun yesterday.
I don't know if she was in the shape to ask anybody any questions.
She was in the shape. I was trying to explain to people. I got asked 3 times yesterday. Did she really spin in a chair? I said,
yes.
Yes, in the slowest motion you've ever can imagine. Like, it was literally like, and like, and I posted that gift of young Simba and Nala look at each other. Because that's legit what Eric and I did. We went, what are you doing? And she just goes, I just heard her children's voice go, this subject is boring me. I just go, really? Oh, I love her so much. I'm happy you made us meet.
Yeah, she could not answer questions yesterday, let alone.
But she had all the questions, though.
It was more like running commentary on what we were trying to do.
I love 105.
9:39 with the morning reboot. That's Sam Smith and Romani from Fifth Harmony. Dancing with the Stranger. Q105. Next time to get a national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff is at noon today with Russ. It's Eric and Floyd. And about 45 minutes or so ago, I got a message from Matt. Something about NAMI and national. What's going on?
What?
And I saw the picture this morning. You mentioned it.
Yes.
And I was like, I got to get back with Matt from Pizza Cat to see if he's going to do NAMI stuff this year. And bang, here's Matt.
I know. I smelled him before he appeared.
We showed up, and you were thinking about us, and that's just how the way the world works. And we brought some of the Nashville pizzas with us, and we're definitely excited to talk about the NAMI walk.
Let's go back. Yes. So you vanished, and if people followed your social stuff, you were in Nashville.
Yes.
And now there's Nashville Pizza Cat Creations. Give me the story.
Went down to Nashville for a concert, and fortunately I was really late buying tickets, so I had to go to Nashville instead of Chicago, and it kind of worked out really well. Got to Nashville on a Sunday night. On a Monday morning, I woke up and I heard a ton of noise, and I look outside my Airbnb, and there is a pedal bike, those pedal bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At like 9:30 in the morning in Nashville on a Monday.
Okay.
And people were pedal biking and just having a crazy time at 9:30 in the morning. And I was like, this
town is... On a Monday?
On a Monday. I was like, this town is insane.
Right.
It's the Vegas of Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. Actually, Nash Vegas.
Yeah.
It's called Nash Vegas.
So you went down. I saw some of the pictures, and I saw you pushing that there will be Nashville Pizza Cat Creation. So what did you come up with?
We developed our own Nashville sauce based on all the places that we went down there, and then kind of applied that sauce to some other ideas. So we did a definite, like a Nashville chicken. It's almost a direct flavor recreation of what we got down there, except in our Nashville sauce, we do use our own in-house made hot sauce.
Okay.
So it's definitely going to be a little different than Nashville because we're making it with our own hot sauce.
And it's closer than going all the way down
there. It's a lot closer than Nashville. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's a lot better than what they've got at KFC. Mm. You know, that is interesting that actually the KFC Nashville chicken was what got me interested in Nashville chicken because it's actually pretty spicy.
Right.
And I love spicy food.
Me too, so. Me too. Matt from Pizza Cat is here. How many different Nashville creations are there?
I think we have about 10.
That's like a whole new menu.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time we do something now, and we used to do daily specials, and that got really hard for me to keep up with.
Right.
So what we've done now is we launch specialty seasonal menus. But we have one of them is a keto. So, I mean, you can eat Nashville chicken and still have like 450 calories and like five carbs. I mean, it's pretty wild. But we've got a vegan Nashville one, a vegetarian, a non-pork option. We've got multiple non-pork options. We have some with pork on them as well. So we actually designed the Nashville menu so that every single person in the family could try something.
Nice.
Does the seasonal stuff stay on the menu? Like like it was balanced season before.
Yeah. The last time we were here, we were doing the balanced pies. But those were, I mean, they're all so hard to work on. You know, we had to collaborate directly with Balance.
Right.
We can't build our business model on doing that forever.
Sure.
So you kind of have to enjoy these things we do when we do them.
And the picture I was talking about earlier that Floyd had brought up was Pizza Cat Rossford. But when last we spoke, there was Pizza Cat like downtown, uptown. But that's kind of been pushed to the side. So Pizza Cat Rossford's coming.
Well, yeah. I mean, Rossford, we're moving into an already a pizza place.
Okay.
It was ready to go. You just move in equipment and you put your graffiti all over the place, and now you've got it. Downtown, we're trying to be part of a 12,000 square foot renovation of an old elementary school, and we want to make a significant investment downtown. So it's taking much longer than we thought. But Rossford, we just walked right in. The landlord was happy to see us. He loves the smell of spray paint, so he was fine with us tagging the whole interior up.
And
the art looks amazing.
It does.
It looks sweet.
Yeah, it's a guy named Contron, real name Connor. He is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one really dedicated person, and he's pulling it off exactly what we wanted.
And to be clear, so there's no confusion, it's Rossford, not Rossford-Perrysburg, Rossford?
Correct.
So like downtown-ish?
Yeah, we're like nowhere near a Meijer or a Kroger or high prices.
When does it open?
We are hoping to have it open by the end of the month. Originally, we were trying to be open for 419 day, but unfortunately, the paperwork is taking a little longer than we thought. But it's still a pretty rapid turnaround for getting it up and running. So,
cool. Last thing before we get into some NAMI stuff. What was the escape one? But I asked Matt to help out for NAMI as the walk's coming up on May 11th. And you were so kind to have a nice story of a tiger last year.
Yes.
Matt's in a supporter of my cause this year. So we've got the NAMI walk. We're going to do another NAMI pizza this year, right? To raise some awareness for the cause. Is there another tiger story?
Well, the last story was one that I adapted from stuff I've heard over the years. I think this story is going to be a lot more personal.
Okay.
I think it'll be more of something just kind of related to what we went through as Pizza Cat and what I went through, and just having support.
Right.
You know, having support from places like NAMI are really good. And quite a few of my employees, you know, life is stressful. And making pizza as fast and as many of them as we do can also be stressful. So there have been times where I've told my employees, like, you got to call NAMI and see what's going on. Mm. And, you know, if there's something that can be done to help, you know, you got to ask for it.
Absolutely. Don't feel too big. I mean, you internalize it will eat you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any idea what the ingredients will be on the NAMI pizza?
We don't know yet. I just got my new GM,
okay.
The Super Jew, who we talked about last year, Mike Loomis. He went from being my guru of about 5 years to I could finally afford a professional GM, and now at the Rossford store, we can finally afford a professional GM, so I don't have to do all the work myself
anymore. A GM.
Oh, I like that.
We mentioned him on the air last week because Floyd goes to the market on the green.
I love him.
And he's not there anymore because I guess you took him.
I took him, yes. I took an employee from ProMedica.
Look at that.
Look at you.
Punching back up.
Moving on up.
All right. Thanks for the NAMI help. We appreciate it. Good luck with Rossford. And last thing, deliver Toledo, right?
Yes.
Deliver Toledo. Help hook you up with Pizza Cat.
That is the only way to get Pizza Cat. We are as local as possible. We know there are other local options, but they didn't want to talk to us back in the day, so now they don't get to talk to us.
There we go.
There you go.
Thanks for the visit, and I'm surprised Peapod hasn't run down here from the smell of Pizza Cat. He might be your number one fan.
It smells amazing in here.
Well, it smells like Nashville in here.
Yes. Do they say yeehaw?
Yeehaw. Ah, that's old Nashville.
What does new Nashville say?
Matt, what's new Nashville?
Wake up and drink.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Woo!
I
like that.
Matt, good to see you. Thanks, man. Pizza Cat, we're good friends with them. 9:47 with the morning reboot.